Have you ever heard this term, the Android meme? Anyways.
M-E-A-N?
M-E-M-E.
Oh, meme. Okay. I thought you said meme.
Yeah, the Android meme is somewhat like this. It's our inventions have hidden effects, and we end up imitating the hidden effects. So a cheesy example of this would be how people put their cell phones in their pocket and leave them on vibrate only. Then they go home, go to bed, put the cell phone on their counter, bedside stand, and then they feel phantom vibrations on their leg. So they're sort of...
Interesting, because that relates back to the question that you asked me before about what does the PXL camera extend my own body, extent of my own body or my own self, etc., and I gave you the response that you probably couldn't hear because of the technical difficulties that we were experiencing at the time, where I said that I didn't think it was necessarily a good idea to always explain things in terms of that McLuhan-esque extension of the body thing, that it could also be, I think it was Willem de Kooning who said something like, when someone asked him who influenced you as a painter, he said, I don't influence, the past doesn't influence me, I influence the past, or whatever his quote was. It's probably not exact, but the gist of it is that it goes both ways or whatever. In other words, if the knife and fork are an extension of teeth, then the teeth are also some sort of thing in relation to the knife and fork that they hadn't previously been. So yeah, I agree that there are Android memes. In other words, that it's not just a one-way directional flow.
Good. That's my new workshop is about the machine as art, how we've used, you know, how artists have incorporated the machine into art. And there's a McLuhan book called From Cliché to Archetype. And the subtitle of this lecture is From Archetype to Cliché. I flipped it. So he was definitely, yeah, that's definitely, that brought up,